assignment deals dead, right? That's what we're talking about today. Let's get into it. I have a question that came in here. As usual, we're talking about smart real estate wholesaling. We're talking about real estate wholesaling. But of course, I'm introducing you to... Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro studio on the road. I am on the road. And today we're talking about how assignments dead, assignment deals dead, right? That's what we're talking about today. Let's get into it. I have a question that came in here. As usual, we're talking about smart real estate wholesaling. We're talking about real estate wholesaling. But of course, I'm introducing you to smart real estate wholesaling. And before we dive in too deep, just in case you're brand new here, by the way, thank you for stopping by. If you're not brand new here, thank you for coming back again. Real estate wholesaling is the heart and the science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass media marketing, locking the property under contract, and selling the right to the contract to other people for $1,000 up to $82,000, which is my personal experience. There are people doing a lot more than that in any given deal. So that's real estate wholesaling, okay? You find deeply discounted property so you can still sell it at discount. That's wholesaling. Now, what is smart wholesaling? Smart wholesaling is when you leverage that business model with digital marketing and avoid driving for dollars personally. That's smart wholesaling, okay? So now, let's talk about this question that came in and see how it relates. First of all, answer the question and then help you step up your game to the next level of smart wholesaling, okay? So the question says, hey, I'm in California, okay? Which doesn't really matter if you're focused on smart wholesaling, okay? I'm in California and I have now had two title companies in the past week that I have done business with tell me they had a company meeting and are no longer doing assignments. Two title companies have said that. Seeing if anyone that has done deals in California run into this recently. That's a good question. All right, so personally, I closed my first deal back in 2005, December. And yes, I've seen that over and over again. And I'll tell you why, and the psychology behind it, and the ecosystem movements behind it. You know, for everything that happens in this industry, right, marketing industry in general, just understand that it's just the market talking, okay? Just understand that the market is always right, okay? Does that mean assignments are dead? No. But let me give you a good, let me explain to you how things are moving around and how you can adjust and maneuver around it as you go through this business, okay? First of all, the only thing you should be engaged in is attraction marketing, excuse me, all right? The only thing you should be engaged in is attraction marketing, which means you have leads and deals coming to you, okay? You can go out there and find data, you know, obviously data gathering, okay, data collection, which is a whole chapter in my book, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling number 4, chapter 4, right? Data gathering, but also data analysis, right? Data, everything is data. In the digital age, in 2000 and digital, everything is data, okay? So if you are doing the non-perfect, okay, non-perfect all-out massive action, you're not gonna be collecting data. So what you're gonna be doing is throwing mud at the wall, hoping that something sticks, right? So the first step is understand that this is a game, this is a business, and there are other factors beyond you, and you should pay attention to as many of them as you can. Learn as much as possible, as many of them as you can, okay? Now, with that being said, title companies come and go. I don't know if you haven't been in business long enough, you would have seen title companies come and go, okay? Not only do title companies come and go, attorneys come and go. Attorneys go to jail in this business, okay? So the real thing, deal here, how do you avoid that kind of craziness? Because obviously you didn't get into this business to be going to jail or have some of your associates going to jail, right? Well, first of all, no cheating, no stealing, no lying, okay? No cheat, no steal, no lying, okay? The next step to that is have attorneys do their job or title companies, let them, they're licensed to do work, let them do their work. If they're not comfortable doing something, suddenly they will just shut it off and they say they're not doing it anymore. But understand that there are multiples of them in business. Doesn't mean assignment was wrong in the first place for them to shut down. No, it has nothing to do with that. What it has to do with is, has to do with how risky certain transactions are, okay? So for example, I'm gonna give you a straight up example outside of real estate for a second. The coaching business, as far as credit card businesses are concerned, is a high risk business because you could coach somebody and somebody could turn around and claim that they didn't get what they want. So when they go to the bank and file a chargeback, then the bank, it's a high risk business, and then they give them their money back. And then that becomes a negative with the merchant. And then the merchants now ask you, what kind of business are you in? And then you go, I'm in a coaching business. And the merchant can decide based off of that to turn you down and not give you a credit merchant line. Okay. A merchant credit line, just to be able to accept credit cards. Right. That would happen for a while. But the point there is that these different industries and the institutions, they have ways that they rate different types of business how risky they are. Some are risky at 3 level on a scale of 1 to 10. Some are 9 risky, right? The 9 risky doesn't mean it's wrong. It doesn't mean it's illegal. It's just a risky business, meaning a lot more people come back and we get into more trouble every time we do this type of business. So they avoid it. So when a title company have said, you know what? I don't want to deal with that. It could be because they have more straightforward transactions. Maybe they have about 20 top real estate agents sending them deals, and they've had some lashbacks from maybe 2 investors who did shady stuff. And they're just like, it's not worth our time any longer. I don't want to deal with that anymore. And they shut that part of the business down. We don't want anything that's in the gray area. Okay, gray, not black or white, just gray area on our books. We're cleaning up. It could be because they've involved themselves in shady stuff themselves, right? And they're now scared shitless. They think they may go to jail and they just want to clean the books. Maybe they feel like the feds already investigating their books. And anything that looks shady, they just want to clean it off their books. What I'm trying to tell you is that these factors has nothing to do with you. This is why I always tell you, you want to make sure you build your business in a way that you have options. See, when people find a house on the corner and then they start chasing after the owner, after they drive for dollars, and then they spend the next 3-4 days looking for one owner when there's about 2,000 properties ready to be prospected on, that's why I warn you against anything like manual driving for dollars, knocking on doors, because it's 2,000 and digital. You don't have time. You cannot compete in this world by operating at that level. Did you understand what I'm saying? You can have other people, other resources doing it for you, but you got to think at that level. You got to start thinking about your time, your resources, and resource allocation is your job. You're an entrepreneur, okay? So if you're allocating your personal time and your gas and your brakes to driving around town just to collect data when you could have collected 3,000 of them with one click, then if you don't make money, don't blame anybody. That's all on you. So again, back to what I was saying, there's a lot of factors. It doesn't have anything to do with you. Have options is the point I was trying to make. When it comes to title companies, you do have options, but you got to realize that. Don't think, because I made that mistake for the first couple of years in the business too. I thought it was just this attorney that could do my deals and nobody else. As a matter of fact, when somebody bring their attorney to the table or their title company, I'm usually like, my fear goes up. My fear level goes up. My anxiety goes up. But then eventually I learned like, wait, you're not going to survive the business entrepreneurship world by being attached to one anything, okay? You need options. You always need options. So what did I say that to say? 2 title companies, it's just coincidental in my opinion. That's been happening forever. That's not an opinion, that's a fact. Some of them we say, we need to clean our books. And make sure you have 10 title companies. Every time somebody introduces you to a new title company, they want to use it, explore it. It may just be an additional title company in your book. Some people want to, I haven't seen you in business in a while. We haven't seen your business. Well, I have options. Maybe you said something stupid or something. I moved my business somewhere else. I have options. That's why, and I try my best to treat everyone with respect in my business so that they don't exercise their option on me. I'm very aware as well that there are options out here. I try to build my business in a way that there are no other options like me, but I am aware that there are options out here. You need to build your business in a way that you have options. So 2 title companies going out of business, they don't want to do assignment, doesn't mean it's not illegal. Assignment, just like wholesaling, will remain legal. It's just a matter of how it's structured. If a structure can become illegal, then you just basically explore other options. As long as you're not cheating, you're not stealing, you're not lying, full disclosures at all times. Bring ethics to the game. Because if you don't, you're going to destroy the game for yourself and other people. And then we have to scramble around all the time. Okay, so seeing if anyone is dealing with that, company meeting, blah, blah, blah. It's probably because they're in trouble. They're trying to avoid and stay out of gray area. Or they have more volume. They don't want to deal with you wholesalers. Or maybe they're scared so many unlicensed people coming through the door and claiming they're wholesalers. Maybe that's scaring the shit out of them too. Can't blame them, you know, just find your other options, build your database, build your other options, make sure you have options. That's what smart wholesaling is about. Smart wholesaling is about having options, either sellers, buyers, sellers, title companies, attorney companies, gurus, your business, listing, deals, right? Have options. Don't chase around one house, two houses, three houses all day driving for dollars. All right, if you want to learn more about all of that, you can find more information inside my book. The book is called Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. It's not about grammar. This book is not about grammar. You're not coming here to learn English. You're here to learn how to build a smart business, okay? It's called The Three Pillars of a Real Estate Wholesaling Empire in the Digital Age. Just go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And if you go there right now, I'll give you my newest book, Real Estate Money Secrets, absolutely for free. PDF. If you want the options of paperback as well as audiobook and Kindle, also the options are there as well. You'll see them when you come to Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.